But then we have smaller towns like La Crosse and Eau Claire, pretty solidly Democratic voting up Superior. This area has been very far left way back in from the 1800s when the shipping, the mining, the loggers were unionized and somewhat radicalized. This is another American Indian reservation. I spent a lot of time thinking, okay, I'm going to find the answer in something like settlement patterns. The yellow is German, the pink is Norwegian. Yeah, the German areas, except for Milwaukee, they tend to be more Republican than the Norwegian area, more Democratic, the reverse in the 1800s. But then we can find some of these counties that are actually more German in their vote. It doesn't fit the pattern, so I'm not going to go very far with that. And I don't know how to explain that east-west divide. Yes. How does that do with the tradition of socialism in those areas? Yeah, eventually Norway and Sweden did become social democratic, we might say, but not when the immigrants were coming in. The immigrant groups most associated with socialism were some Germans. The Germans were large enough to have everything, Jews and Finns, and a lot of Finns up here, and they were very clearly associated with socialism, and that's an interesting thing. I don't know how far back that goes.